Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show. Loving to be back here enjoying this. We're going to have a good time today, I hope. Again, sometimes this stuff is kind of stressful. The truth, the real things that are going on in this world, if we're really paying attention to them, are not merely entertainment. Some people go out and watch this horrific kind of, you know, Friday the 13th and all kinds of crazy murder films and everything for entertainment. It's more horrifying just to read the news. And so we don't want to be just a discourager by telling facts on the show. Sometimes we've got a tough job. We've got to bring the facts in spite of the fact that all the facts can sometimes lead to depression. We're going to try to get over that. We're going to try to equip people and encourage them in their faith. I say our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. And I say that here, even though it is merely a commercial talk radio program. So you can tune into our website at faithfreedoms.org anytime. We've got a live video stream. You can always do that. And check out some of the things that we have, podcasts, things like that. And to contact me, David Allen Carmichael, at my main office headquarters for Freedom Ministries anytime you like. The number there, of course, you can get on our website at faithfreedoms.org. The number here, if you'd like to call and have a little dialogue about the issues of the day, you can call it 888-850-1872. That is toll-free. Dimes on me, 888-850-1873. There's a lot of interesting things. The things that our previous host that came on in the previous segment talked about, I'm interested in as well. I don't know that they're being covered at all, nearly closely at all, the same way in any of the mainstream media organizations. We are motivated here at the Liberty Works Radio Network to focus in on those things that really actually matter to you. There's a lot of things that you can see or watch or hear about that might provide some strange entertainment. There's something in the Florida news today about a lady who was, I'll just click this. This is for your strange entertainment value. We'll go ahead and just get this through and done and out of the way. We'll give you a little extreme entertainment here. Dead mum kept in bad bedroom for years. Notice it said mum. This was reported on Australian. It was an Australian newspaper. I can't remember which one, but it's online version of it. It was originally reported in this report from Reuters. So it was said dead mum, M-U-M, kept in bedroom for years. Saying a Florida woman was sentenced to a year and a day in prison for keeping her dead mother's body in a bedroom for years while collecting more than $230,000 in pension benefits, prosecutors said. Sharon Jordan, 61, of Sebastian, Florida, pleaded guilty to theft of government funds in June. So she was sentenced today. Keeping dead mum in the bedroom for 6 years. You know, I guess you could get in trouble for discarding the body against the law, right? So you just let her die and stay there and cash a check. So that's kind of strange entertainment in the news for Florida. So there you go. There you have it. That's the kind of thing that most people want to hear on the radio or see on TV or things like that. And fortunately, depending on your perspective, here on the Liberty Works Radio Network, especially on the Eagle 104.3 FM, what we're going to do is give you some things that are of substance because it matters. It matters to you. I am going to talk about the Honduras situation. I've got a interview lined up with somebody from the State Department. I want to find out what is the basis and how they determine the U.S. policy with regard to Honduras and the situation with the change of the executive branch officer in Honduras. What is the right way or the wrong way to do it? And what is it in particular that the State Department or the administration, why are they looking at things as if there's a de facto government? Is it not a constitutional government? Why are they calling it a de facto government? So that's what we're going to try to find out directly from the State Department. We'll have to find out what they say. But I'm interested in the story. I really wasn't at first. We had somebody call, and they were complaining about different dictators around this part of the world, this hemisphere, and things like that. And I said, well, I really don't know about it. So I heard this, and it was in the news, and I just sort of ignored it. But I've been starting to just look into it, and I find that all the signs of the factual information that I have indicate that the executive officer was behaving lawlessly, and that both, and there were, it's a mixed government, much like the American government, mixed constitutional Republican form of government, where there are branches that keep each other accountable. So we're actually going to go to the Federalist number 48, written by James Madison, and we'll talk about some of the motive that the founders of our nation had when they framed the government the way they did. And so we'll look at things. We're going to look at things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. So I just reviewing this stuff today, I will I'll get something that I typed out for myself. It was actually for you. But I typed something out about our government there's a reason why I'm doing this. There's a reason I'm looking at this stuff, and we can't really look at what's right or wrong. Is it right or wrong to have medical martial law? I don't know. Well, I can say I don't know, but there's a way to measure it rather than the pragmatic thing of how much it's going to cost, how much of a hassle it's going to be, how much it's going to intrude on your healthcare life and your choice of a doctor and whether that's fair or not or something like that. That's, you know what? Those are political, could be moral questions, you know, right versus wrong. You can't even go there if you can't step back first, on a constitutional basis. Does anybody have any authority to do what they're doing with regard to the idea of medical martial law or whatever it is it might be? Maybe a one child in America martial law. Should they or shouldn't they do one child in America martial law? Do you know? What are the pluses? Do we line up all the negatives on the left side and then all the positives on the right side, and look at to see how they balance to make a determination, young people, on which is the right thing to do? That may be what is being taught in many schools across the nation. This is how to engage in critical thinking. Silly goose, you do that, you're going to die. There's laws of nature that you may not be able to perceive, and they will come back to bite you if you do the wrong thing. There's many things I say on this show. I talk about the in utero infanticide plague that's gone across this country and across the world and things like that. And I'm saying, well, and I've made the comment that about what do you expect your economy to do when you're killing your posterity? If you kill your posterity, you're going to kill your prosperity. That's my perspective. Big P's there. The perspective of killing your posterity will kill your prosperity. Don't you get it? I got a letter today from, and I'll try to tap into that on my email. I got a letter from my congressman, the congressman who's of the U.S. Congress district of the area for which I live, or whatever, however you'd like to phrase it. And I asked him some questions about the things that he is considering with regard to the one topic that I pointed out to him was the medical martial law issue. And I wanted to know what it was, what was the basis of his thinking, what were his plans, and what was framing his reference of thinking. Well, he came back with a really neat letter that somebody else probably wrote, but I don't know. And it was really just kind of a shotgun machine gun blast of big ideas. The sky is falling. Thus, I'm going to consider your interests and consider the interests of small businessmen. Basically, I'm going to consider this on a dollar basis. I'm going to line up the left column with those negative things and the right column with those positive things and come up with a determination that I think is appropriate for all us minions. Well, that's sort of what he said. One of the first things that he said in his paragraph that I found fascinating, he said that the Medicare program will be basically bankrupt. He didn't use the term bankrupt, but essentially it was dysfunctional, completely kaput. Kaput. I saw that on the movie Stalag 17. Kaput, right? It was kaput in the year 2017. So immediately, what is amazing is just that hit me. Okay, the guys in charge who came up with the Medicare idea, the kind of the follow-on step two to social, Social Security was a beginning of the increasing socialist program. The guys who came up with that idea and have been running it have run it into a failure. And because they failed, the sky is falling. And because they failed, they have a desire to take over everything because what they've done has failed. Well, I emailed back the congressman and I said to him, I suggested, Congressman, you ought to find out whoever's rent. This was kind of smarty pants. So I was sort of venting. I was on my personal email. Okay. It was from me. Just me, not in my capacity or, you know, just your average guy who happens to live here. I said, Congressman, you ought to look into who's running that Medicare thing and stop them from doing anything. I mean, you got to fire those guys. Whoever's running it has messed up. They have demonstrated lack of competency for that particular task. I'd recommend firing them. Secondly, is you ought to take action to prohibit them from ever touching anything like that again. That's in my average guy logic when they tell me that this certain program has been run into destruction, that I would think that would be the appropriate action to take by those who have cognizance of it. That's what occurred to me. It just occurred to me. If you disagree, of course, you can give me a call at 888-850-1872. That's my simple logic. That's my simple man logic. I sent that to him. Then the other question, I said, oh, by the way, I'm trying to find in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution where the legislature, the Congress, has the authority to institute this, effectively medical martial law upon every American. I quoted the healthcare bill, the popular healthcare bill that started this entire debate. Where is that? I'm trying to find it. Can you find it? And, of course, I asked him to consider his oath. I think he's been in the military. So there's this oath I'm sure he's given to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And biblically, he was told, in the Bible, it says, don't give an oath because once you do, you're stuck. You see, you don't have to give an oath. But once you say it, you're stuck. So that's what I did. This is sort of a strange intro to today's show here on the Faith and Freedom Show. Just for you guys who are dropping into this, you're like, what is going on here? David Allen Carmichael, this is what I call the Faith and Freedom Show. It's on commercial talk radio. This is not religious radio. But I will tell you, every broadcaster has a religious bent. Mine happens to be a Christian extremist, where I talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong, because I want you to hold me accountable to that. And if you can show me the fallacies, it's great. You can do it right here on talk radio where thousands of people can hear us and enjoy the debate and to see if our reference is sound, if our perspective is sound. So, of course, our number is toll-free, 888-850-1872. I do have a chat line up on our website, faithfreedoms.org. I do have an opportunity that you can tap into. There's like a Ustream video thing that you can click on the website, faithfreedoms.org, send a little chat or something like that if you don't want to talk on the radio, and I will look at that on the break. I'm too involved in the middle. But when we're going to come back, we're going to listen to something that the guy from Death Valley Days, John Wayne, said back in 1964. I do that every now and then. I take some clips from, if you can figure who that is. I was basically doing a spoof on Cheech Marin of Born in East L.A., if you want to know what that was trying to do. Okay, we're going to come back in a second. In a while, you can, as I said, check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. Tune in to Liberty Works Radio Network. We're here for you. We are pouring ourselves out for our neighbor, because guess what? This is a surreal time, folks. There's things that need to be done. The sky is falling, and it's not necessarily what you think it is.